And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. I won't say all of it because I got a guest on the phone, but the bottom line is we know you guys are out there on radio. We know you're on podcasting. We know you're live streaming the show. End result is wherever all of you audience members are, we love you. We appreciate you. You're the reason why we do what we do. So thank you very much. Hey, I'm going to bring somebody on here momentarily who has been a sponsor on the show now for quite a while. And Inspire Advisors is actually very cool. I mean, everybody has an opportunity to hopefully invest in their own retirement at some point or set aside for the future or, you know, work the market and try to have a responsible way of doing that. And sometimes you never know what you're investing in. You're just doing the best you can with the market. Well, what if you could also sort of back that up with what they call it, Inspire Advisors, biblically responsible investing. So I say all that to say, we're pretty excited to have him as a sponsor on the show. He also sponsors JP on sports every Friday. But the other day I told JP, I said, I want to do the thing on this cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, Doge, all those. I have no idea how to talk about it. I feel like I should, but I don't. And to me, it feels like monopoly money. It feels like a thing that's not real. Like you look at it and go, okay, how is that? Where do you keep it? Well, I thought, wait a minute, hang on a second. We can call Paul and see if he does. And he said, sure enough, I'll come on. So yeah, I'm going to quit talking right now and just say, welcome back to the show, Paul Breyer. How are you?
I'm doing well, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for making some time for us on this most esoteric kind of nebulous topic of cryptocurrency. Is it monopoly money? Is it real? Can you spend it? Listen, give us a 101, dude.
Okay. Yeah, when you said that earlier, when we were off air, it's like, yeah, it does seem like a lot. And you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of folks. It's just not mainstream yet. You know, you hear about it, but you really just kind of go, yeah, okay, whatever. It's not real. It's real money's in my pocket. You know, it's in my bank. This crypto stuff, I just don't know what it is. But, you know, it's an emerging or has been emerging for quite a while now as another type of asset class. But let's start with defining our terms. You know, what does cryptocurrency and crypto actually mean? I mean, I guess generically, when you're talking about crypto, I mean, it really encompasses any digital asset now that's secured by cryptography or blockchain technology. You know, that covers currencies, stable coins, which you've been hearing about with the Genius Act, tokens, and the like. But, you know, I guess really one of the important parts under that is the blockchain. So what is that? And, you know, if you just think of a simple analogy for it, think of a chain of cubes linked together by cryptographic encryption. And, you know, it forms the digital transaction ledger for all of these digital asset transactions. And that ledger is distributed across the entire internet. So there's thousands of computing nodes that are all validating those transactions on that ledger all the time. So it's extremely hard to defraud the system because of that and because of the encryption. So... You know, that piece, that infrastructure part, that's really the part that's going to revolutionize traditional finance as we know it. It takes out the middlemen. You know, I don't know how much you guys know about, I think most people don't know how our current financial infrastructure is put together, but it's pretty antiquated. You know, there's a lot of middlemen, there's a bunch of fees, it's slow, it's open only certain times of the day. You know, this whole blockchain technology push is going to streamline a lot of that. You know, it becomes peer-to-peer, it becomes 24/7, more people can get access to it. That whole infrastructure is going to change. And that's really where stable coins come in, but that's a whole nother topic.
So I guess for what I'm hearing you say, and the fact that President Trump came out recently and sort of endorsed the concept of move, because he used to be a skeptic on cryptocurrency and now he's not. But I guess what I'm hearing is this is not a fad. This is not a fly-by-night or a Ponzi scheme. It really is something that's probably not going away. Am I right?
It is not going away.
Okay.
You know, as far as it affecting you personally day to day, I don't think that we're going to see that for a while. I think where most of the transformation is going to happen is the bigger players and international business and banks. That's where it's going to change a lot. And then over time, it's going to hit us.
Okay. Well, that being said, what do you do with it? I mean, so one of the things in my reading, just trying to get ready so I can at least have a conversation with you. My understanding is you can do it individually, or you can also go through a broker. But then you're really doing an online transaction. You're not going down to the bank like you said earlier and walking in the door to have a transaction. Am I right?
That's correct. And well, think about your dollars today. You know, U.S. dollars. I mean, they're pretty much digital already.
True.
I mean, how much cash do you carry around in your pocket?
That's true. I was the guy who for years was like the old grump who would say, I'm always carrying cash, and I never carry cash anymore.
Yeah, my granddad used to have the big roll of bills in his pocket, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. The money clip. Yeah. Well, all right. So if somebody wants to get into Bitcoin, can you just start? I mean, like what do you do? How do you do it? And then how do you advance the capabilities of it?
Yeah, first off, I'd say the best thing to do is get educated. There's a ton of resources out there to just get through the 101. I mean, and I did this the other day. You can go into like ChatGPT or somebody like that and just put in, give me the Bitcoin 101, and it'll just spew out a whole bunch of very basic information, which is extremely relevant. So yeah, number one, get educated. Number two, there's a couple of ways you can get invested in cryptocurrency and other crypto tokens, either through broker dealers, or also exchanges that specialize in cryptocurrencies like Coinbase or others. There's a number of ways to do that. Some of the bigger players, like our custodians, Charles Schwab, they're starting to get into the stablecoin arena. So they're going to start competing with some of these smaller crypto exchanges that are out there. But yes, you're correct, Phil. You just open an account like you would anywhere else. You turn your fiat dollars into crypto dollars and back again that way.
Well, all right. So if that's the case, Where do you keep it? Like, I guess part of me, I'm not so antiquated that I can't picture it, because I do online banking. Like, I pay all my bills online. It's not like I write a check anymore to my power company or whatever else when I pay bills monthly. And I don't see a paycheck. It's direct deposited into the same account that I then send checks out of, but I never have to do anything except go online to do it. But where do you keep your cryptocurrency? How do you know it's yours and it's secure if banks are not the ones doing it for you?
Yeah. See, I think you're hitting on, is it actually money?
Yeah.
I think the answer, especially in the cryptocurrency space, it's more speculative asset class than anything. I mean, think of Bitcoin, $120,000 a Bitcoin. It used to be pennies since 2009. So it's not stable enough to be money. And so not many people use it or adopt it as using it as money to pay your power bill. They're going to convert it into US dollars first and then go pay the power bill.
All right. So if you got that in what you're saying, but you can still use it for some expenses. Like I've seen online where you can buy a car with it. You can transfer it into a Venmo. How do you cash out basically if you want to use it? It's out there. You have this alleged crypto wallet, but how do you get to it if you want to cash out and go buy a house? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah. So, couple of ways that I think people store their cryptocurrencies, offline in a hardware wallet, like a thumb drive or something like that, keep it off the internet. And I think other ways, you have a soft wallet that's, connected to the internet so you can actually transact with it. I'm a little sketchy on that myself, to be honest with you, but that's my understanding of it. It all depends on who is adopting that as a way to get payment. There's some that actually will take Bitcoins or Ethereum or something, for actual payments, and do all that transactional math behind the scenes.
And if you just want cash, let's say you have a medical bill You just want cash. What do? Do you transfer it to like a Venmo and then pay it from there, or PayPal? I've seen PayPal, Venmo, and some of the other major like money transfer software exchanges. They allow you to import your worth or your value of Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, right?
Actually, you know more about that than I do. So that's interesting.
That is not saying much, brother. Well, this whole thing, so you're a money manager. You're an investment portfolio guy. You help people, you know, to find their way forward in proper investing and responsible investing, really. Is this the kind of thing that if somebody wants to be speculative, if somebody wants to sort of play with a little extra cash and they can do, is this a way to go yet? Is it the kind of thing that people like you even advise people to look at? Or are you still more along the lines of traditional market analysis and investment?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great question. A lot of folks have actually been coming to me and asking me about this, so it's very relevant. And I do advise folks on, you know, how to construct, like I call it, like a satellite portfolio in cryptocurrencies or stable coins now. So, yes, I think it is going to be, and Wall Street's onto this too. They're starting to make this into a, you know, an everyday asset class like anything else, stocks or bonds or whatever. They even have an options market going for crypto. So we're going to see this a lot more, and it's going to start to filter into 401ks and everything else.
Wow. Okay. Well, all right. Listen, I guess for a well-rounded portfolio, it's one more thing to add to the mix. But that's just cool. Okay. So, listen, I feel better talking to you because, like I said, even though President Trump, who I deeply respect and he's the president of the free world, stood up and gave a speech about it, having somebody that I know that actually helps people with investments say, it's real, it's not going away, that makes it feel a little more tangible, I guess.
Okay, good. I'm glad that helped.
Well, yeah, I am too. All right, brother. Well, listen, that is huge. Inspire Advisors, you guys are awesome. Thank you for what you do. I know your website, I tell people all the time, is www.moneypatternwealth.com. But Paul Breyer, Inspire Advisors, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Take care, Paul. See you. Wow. All right. I'm still wondering, on the one hand, though, if you just want to do something, if you want to, like, sort of play with it, so to speak, do you just go say, hey, here's $20. I'm going to buy me some Bitcoin and then buy, sell, and trade. And it sounds like that's, like, you can do that at home, sitting on the computer, drinking a cup of coffee and trying to make money with it.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but if only Bitcoin was $20. Bitcoin is a lot.
Okay.
So I think if you really want to get into crypto, it's sort of a, you gotta really have the money.
You gotta come in hard.
Yeah, you gotta have the money in the first place. Yeah.
So you're not doing penny stocks here, huh?
No, yeah, definitely not.
Wow. All right. Well, take me to a break, JP. We'll come right back. And I got some stories on this. So one of the reasons why I know it's a big deal is because A, I got one story that says you can lose it. B, I got another one story that says somebody can be arrested for mismanagement of it. And then, you know, then there's the President of the United States even talking about it. Apparently it's real. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Cryptocurrency 101. We'll be right back.